after the experience down there, what's your biggest concern going to the next contest? Because now it seems like they have a little momentum in their favor.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just sense of urgency. You know, it's going to be the key for us. You know, they play desperate basketball, and it's our turn to do the same thing. We obviously have had to make a few adjustments, but it's going to be our turn now to just you know, play with that same sense of urgency.
Is your team angry at itself?
Disappointed. You know, we're disappointed in that we couldn't go and it's still at least one game. But, you know, we look at the tape and we try to learn from it and we see why we couldn't. It's still a game and they're fixable, you know, things, which is encouraging.
What have you learned from the rebounding standpoint? Because that's been a major issue.
Yeah, well, we knew that would be an issue for us going into the series, you know, and obviously we had a couple games where we've done a good job and the last two games we didn't, and you've seen the outcome. So if you had to pinpoint one thing, I mean, that's what you point your finger at.
Looking at the films, what do you do besides just box out?
Well, you just compete harder. You know, you compete harder, you box out. We got to get the loose balls. You just got to compete. It's simple.
Since game one, it seems like the Grizz have kind of been trending upward in style of play. I know you guys had a little bit of frustration after game four. How do you guys channel that into some firepower on the court?
Well, like I say, you watch film. You know, and you identify what's going on and the issues that lie ahead. And I think we did that. You know, and that's the first step. And secondly, you got to execute those things. And we didn't do a good job of executing after game three, being beat in the way that we got beat. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see who we are tomorrow.
So, has the pressure shifted you guys now after losing
to
hold home court?
No. I mean, that's why you work so hard for home court. You know, if we were facing this situation and we had two games left in Memphis, one at home, then obviously the pressure would be on us, but no, the pressure is not on us.
Can sometimes a team have a subconscious letdown when you jump out to a lead like you did early on?
Sure. I mean, you know, that's one thing you can't control is your subconscious. And it's easy to have a letdown when you jump out like that, but in all actuality, we shouldn't have had one because, you know, a couple bad bounces here and there, this we could be down 3-1 in the series, you know, and that's the reality of it.
How much is it? You have to stop Zach Randolph and what he's been doing the last few games.
Well, he's hurt us the last couple games. You know, we have to change up maybe some of our coverages and not let him get in the comfort zone. But he's a problem. You know, he causes every team problems, and he certainly hurt us the last couple games, and we got to try to do a better job of helping our big guys out and containing him.
Do you agree it's never a series until somebody loses at home?
I do. Yeah. I do. I do agree with that.
So what do you do with that?
Don't lose at home.
Chauncey, the other big news today about Jason Collins coming out. What's your feelings about that?
Well, I mean, I'm proud of him. You know, I'm proud that he's able to feel comfortable in his own skin and be who he is and be comfortable enough to come out, you know. And now I'm pretty sure he feels free and he feels like he can live a little bit. And, you know, that's just the world is different now. You know, this is what the world is today. And, you know, I'm happy that he had the courage to do that.
Is he the right guy to do it because he's so well respected?
If that's who you are, that's who you are. It doesn't matter who the right, wrong guy is. You be comfortable with who you are and you stand strong for that.
Are you proud that the NBA is the first professional American basketball team to foster this environment? Is that?
I don't, you know, really, it didn't really matter to me which sport it was. I'm more proud that he just had the courage to do it, you know, and it's such a, you know, with the media today and social media and things like that, with all the different outlets, just having that courage is commendable.
What do you say to the fans tomorrow night? How much do you need them behind you?
Well, I mean, I will say it was Memphis had a great environment. You know, they had a great home court. You know, the crowd was really loud. They weren't always friendly to the people that traveled with us. And, you know, of course, I don't condone any bad behavior, but I would like for it to be really loud and just to have a great home court like we always do.
Thanks,
all right.
Man.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you.